Hey people, it's Candace here, joining you this evening, driving home from work. It was actually a pretty decent day at work. So I woke up this morning feeling confused, conflicted, for many reasons. I was blaming myself, blaming the other person, and that's because I had nothing to do with the issue, but because of the person that I am, always trying to fix things, I got caught up in the issue and was asked to fix a situation. So let me start by asking you this. Have you ever had a family member, a best friend, a close friend, a mentor that has shaken up your inner peace, that has made you feel unbalanced by their issues and their problems, and they're grown adults and you're sitting there like, if I can figure this out, why can't you? And why are you bringing me into your chaos? And why am I allowing myself to be brought into the chaos? You see what I'm saying? I feel like this. When you have your issues, you come to me as a family member or a friend. You want to talk about the issue? Fine. Talk about it. But me, the person on the other end that's listening, somehow get caught up in it because I'm a fixer. Is that a bad thing? Not necessarily. But I have to know when to stop. I have to know when to say no. And that is what I've been working on for quite some time, several years. And I've been doing good, but for some reason, this particular person got me caught up in the nonsense. And talking to one of my really close friends, he made a lot of sense. I allowed it. I fed into it. Because at the end of the day, nothing horrible was going to happen. And if someone feels as though they're threatened or in danger, they should run. They know what to do. They're adults. I shouldn't have to come in and save the day. I shouldn't have to come in and put my time and energy and disrupt my inner peace. Because you can't figure out your life. So people, with that all being said, don't let negative energy come into your peaceful state and unbalance you. We were put on this earth to work together and to be in harmony and be symbiotic together. But it comes a point where you have to say no and protect your inner peace. And that's important. That's why we have a lot of people on drugs and alcoholics, and the mental institutions are filled with mentally challenged individuals because they have no control of their emotional state. I have control of my emotional state, and I should not have allowed it. So again, my question to you is, when do you say no, and enough is enough, and tell this person, grow up, fix your life? I fixed mine. Again, this is Candace. You guys have a wonderful evening.